Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. 3 weeks, folks, we'll be celebrating our 21st year. Kicking off our 22nd year, 21st anniversary. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with one of the founders of this mayhem, one of the guys who helped me get this off the ground, John Stanton. John, it's partially your fault. I'm putting you on the list of people to blame for all this mayhem.
I think we know who's in charge of what he's doing, and he's doing a great job.
John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, author of all the important books on taking care of your customers, precision target marketing, winning marketing strategies, the Ten Commandments, the rules, he calls them. And he and his co-authors are these. So go to Amazon and type in John Stanton, S-T-A-N-T-O-N, and you'll find him. Delight Me, the Ten Commandments of Customer Service. That's one of my favorites. John, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about a number of things, how service is important to customers these days more than ever, and it's an advantage for small businesses to take. And the fact that the young folks, they're entering the marketplace. I mean, they're full-grown folks now. The millennials are all in their 20s and 30s now. What do you think?
Well, I think it's certainly really different for us as employers dealing with this group of people that has had a very different being raised differently from how most of us older people have. And I think that employers are going to have to get used to the fact that life is not going to be the same. We are not going to be able to take these young, idealistic kids and just throw them into the fray and say, here's how we do things. They'll leave. They'll go. Mm-hmm. They won't put up with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll give you an example. I had a friend that worked in a large chemical company, and is hired two college kids. They came after the year, and they both resigned. He said, why did you resign? He said, I didn't think I was getting the accolades for all the work I was doing. He said, I thought we gave you those accolades every 2 weeks.
He hadn't been stroked enough. Here's the thing. It is true that over the last 50 years of surveys that I've seen, more people leave not because of money, but because of they don't feel like their boss appreciated them. But folks, when you're a brand spanking new employee, you're waiting on your first W-2. You don't get to have those kinds of standards. Because at this point in time, you know, your job is to be a sponge, to soak up whatever kind of information you can get from your mentors and take whatever grief they want to give you to help make you into the kind of person that can weather the storm in the future. You have to take whatever they give you. It's not a time for you to be walking around with a chip on your shoulder, is it, John?
No, and we're seeing a lot of that. Although I'll tell you what I tell my students. I said, listen, there's going to be a miracle that's going to happen. You're going to pay a lot of money to go to 4 years to school. Mm-hmm. And when you're done, you're going to go to another place, and they're going to pay you for another 4 years of school.
Well said.
Now, they call it work.
Yeah.
They call it work. But if you just walk in there and sop up everything that you can see and learn, you're going to be so far ahead of everyone else.
And when your mentor sits down and tries to tell you some things, if he or she spends any time in the past, listen to what they're saying. They're trying to help you not make that mistake in the future. Because if you don't listen, even though you don't like history, if you don't listen, you'll make that mistake again. It'll cost you or somebody.
Yep. But we have the obligation. We have an obligation to listen to them and understand what's important in their life. You know, when you and I were young, working hard was the main thing.
That's
we
right.
wanted to do a good job. We wanted to, this mm-hmm. work life ratio to these people is very different. I mean, mm-hmm. they would go to a job, take less money if it was less strict with their time
their values,
off.
Their values are different. There's no question about it. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up.
In sustainable. Yep.
Folks, check out the books.
The good news is, Jim, when they're adults, they will be good for this country and will continue to have a great economy, small and big.
I agree with that. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of John Stanton. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Give me a call, Jim. I'm here. You take care.
I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.